However, women were more likely to try new ways and more prepared to rock the boat for things to work. I'm proud of you, women. Such companies are likely to make progress and success. Guys, don't be jealous as I read this. It's not me who wrote this. Only if they have women as board members. This according to Professor Bart's research. He said companies with few female directors may actually be shortchanging their investors. Some British top businesses have made progress as they engage female board members. So they say previous studies have shown that corporations with women perform more better and are likely not to go bankrupt. Female board members can rock the boat. Bold witness for Christ is my theme this morning. We want people who can rock the boat for Christ. Hallelujah. Are you going to rock the boat for Christ this Easter Sunday? Mark chapter 16, verse 1 to 7. Scholars say Mark actually left his work on chapter 8, and it was sort of soiled or disturbed. What is added after that, they say Mark didn't write that. But this most important aspect of the story of those women is written here. Some Jews doubted that Jesus' resurrection was a true story. But I want to tell those Jews, if you've got Jews amongst us this morning, hear this story. There is a guy called Joseph and Nicodemus. Joseph is the one who went to Pilate to ask for Jesus' body to be taken from the cross. And Nicodemus, you remember the Nicodemus in John chapter 3? Who went to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, how can I be born again? This time he's found to be there helping Joseph to wrap Jesus' body. That's true witnessing. John chapter 19, verse 38 to 40 tells us about that story, about those two men wrapped Jesus' body. If there are any Jews amongst us, those who didn't believe that story, Jesus really died, was buried in a tomb that has never been buried anyone, which belonged to some. Jesus didn't have any tomb of his own. He went in a borrowed tomb. So this is a true story. Those doubters, this is a true story. But the Jews were not on their own. The women mentioned here. Right. When Jesus was teaching, he said, after 3 days, I'll destroy this temple and build it up. Some said, this guy is crazy. It took us 46 years to build this, and you say in 3 days, it's crazy. That was one of the accusations given to Jesus. But he meant the body of his own. That after 3 days, he will come back to life. So these women, I know you are good at entrepreneurship, ladies, as the story that I led. But here you missed it. How then could you go to the grave to go and anoint someone who said I will be resurrected in 3 days? Women, how could you do that? Before you realize, such doubting is creeping into Christians even today. There is doubting there in those women. Why were they going to anoint Jesus who said I'm going to resurrect after 3 days? But before you judge them, it was done in love of the Lord. They wanted the body of the Lord to smell nice, as it was a tradition of the Jews to emblem the bodies and use such strong perfumes on dead bodies. So they went there as a sacrifice. They sacrificed. Perfumes were very expensive in those days. And we hear that they bought spices to anoint Jesus. That's showing love. So this Easter Sunday, how are you showing your love to Jesus? Are you going to buy those expensive spices and perfumes for him? Or you are going to give him your heart as well in return? What are you going to do? We hear of these women who sacrifice. Men, where were you? Some of them took off. I remember there is a story in the Bible that one of the guys took off all his clothes and he ran away when Jesus was being arrested. Peter was following from a distance. Peter, who was always a genius of all the disciples, He also abandoned Christ at that time of need. What is your relationship with the risen Christ this morning? Are you following from afar, or you are one of those who took off his clothes and ran away because the Lord was being persecuted? What is your relationship with Jesus Christ this morning? Is it strong love, or you are doubting like the Jews were doing? This morning, Christ is looking not for weak faith. He wants strong faith, strong love. Songs of Solomon 8:6-7 talks about this love. If you've got such love, this is what Christ is looking for this morning, this Easter Sunday, that you must have love for him. The story says, as the women were walking to the tomb, they were asking each other, who is going to roll off the stone? This stone was massive. But if you read the narrative story of Jesus' burial, one man is said to have, he rolled the stone onto the tomb. It was a heavy stone. So these women, as they are walking, there is that in their mind, who is going to do it? Have you ever encountered this in your life as well? When you've got problems, you always ask yourself, how am I going to encounter this? How am I going to come out of this? When there is a stone in your life, there's only one person who can roll it for you. Jesus Christ can roll that stone away from you. When the women got to the tomb, the Bible says there was a young man standing there, dressed in a white robe. And he spoke to the women. Are you looking for Jesus the Nazarene? He's no longer here. He's risen. So the same Jesus who rolled this stone, he can also roll the stone of your problems in your life. Whether it's the angels, other writers say the angels spoke to the women, but in Mark it says a young man, who is Jesus himself, rolled the stone away. That is a bold statement that we should make as we meet those backsliders. Jesus Christ can roll away the stone of your problems in your lives. As the women got there, there is one bold statement that they were sent. If you want to go back to the story with me in the book of Mark, I want you to go on verse 7 itself and listen to this statement. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. He is going, but go tell his disciples. I'm saying this morning, you also go tell his disciples about the risen Lord. It's about witnessing, isn't it? We want that boldness that these women I was reading in that standard story, who can rock the boat. We want them to rock the boat for Christ. I know some of you are going to say, well, oh, we're no longer young like we were before. No. The Lord doesn't look at your age. He looks at what you can do. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to someone here. The Lord looks at what you can do, but not at your age, because God doesn't work with age. So he is saying now, go to Galilee. You remember when Jesus was preaching, that was his favorite area, the place of Galilee. But in Judea, that's where he was crucified. Listen to this statement. That's a bold statement. Go to Galilee. That's the preaching area where Jesus used to preach. So he's saying this Easter Sunday, go and tell about the risen Lord. Galilee is a place of preaching. Galilee is a place of telling of what Jesus has done. We don't want to do anything about Judea because it's a crucifixion. The women did a good job by spreading the word to the disciples. Some did not believe it. Luke 24, verse 10 to 12 talks about this. They doubted what the women said, and they wanted to go. They went, actually, to the tomb themselves. But the women had witnessed to them, say, Jesus is alive, he's risen. So go and show your entrepreneurship in the world. Tell them about Jesus. He has risen. He's no longer in the grave. That's why we have an empty cross. Christ is no longer there. He's risen. He lives. He lives. His hope is in us. But Jesus, he told them to go and tell them about pardoning. Why am I saying though? You remember Peter? 3 times he said, I've got nothing to do with this man. You remember that little guy said, his accent is selling him out. He said, no, me? You must be crazy. He denied Jesus 3 times. This is the first incident. The women are being sent to Peter. The Lord is showing his pardoning hand through the women. So women in the church, we are challenged. Show us that pardoning hand of the Lord. Restoration is being brought by women. They are bringing the news for us to be restored to the Lord. This message the women took to Peter and others is very crucial. We have backsliders, not only in our church. Most churches, there are people backsliding. Go and tell them about the pardon the Lord is giving them. Go and tell them that they've been restored because Jesus has risen today. Let them know the message of the Lord. God is a merciful God. These women, Mary Magdalene, John, Mary the mother of James, and other women, made this news very prominent. What about us? What are we going to do with this news? Are we going to keep it to ourselves, not telling others? Yes, we can have difficult times, but difficult times will disappear when we approach Jesus Christ. Difficult times will disappear when we acknowledge the risen Christ. Difficult times will go away when we remain in the hands of the Lord. The power of strong love will keep us closer to the Lord. So the Lord Jesus Christ this morning is asking us to bring back those who have abandoned the Christian way. Are we going to help them to come back to the Lord? Those who abandoned the Christ at the last hour were given another chance to come back to the Lord. What about you? Do you have friends who have backslided? Do you have friends who have abandoned the Christian way? And you look at them and say, well, it's their choice. I don't want to violate their rights. You are not actually violating their rights. They are going to perish when Jesus comes back. Because it's going to be your fault. You are not that entrepreneurship woman who is going to make business not go bankrupt. We want Jesus Christ's business not to be bankrupt because of you telling. We don't need your bank account. We need your speaking voice to them. Christ has risen. He's saying come back to him. Only. That's all we need. They will be pardoned. They will be forgiven. They will be restored. Just because of your speaking. We don't need your bank account. We don't need anything from you. We need your speaking voice. Go and tell them Christ has risen. He lives indeed. I like a statement from Mother Teresa. She said this, I see God in every human being. When I wash the leper's wounds, I feel I am nursing the Lord himself. Is it not a beautiful experience? When you see every human being, you must see God. When you see every human being who is no longer believing in the Lord or who has never been told about the Lord, you must see God through them. So how do you feel? All we need is women who are entrepreneurship minded. We need women who can rock the boat for Christ. Are you going to rock the boat this Easter for Christ? Let's pray together.